Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. James Beard's New Fish Cookery is a classic American seafood cookbook that aims to make fish and shellfish cooking feel both practical and approachable. Written by James Beard, it combines broad culinary instruction with a very large recipe collection, often described as numbering in the hundreds. The book functions as both a reference and a working kitchen manual. It explains how to choose and handle seafood, then shows how to cook it using a wide range of methods, from simple pan frying and broiling to poaching, baking, and making chowders and stews. A distinctive feature is Beard's attention to the identity of the fish itself, offering context about different species and how their character should guide technique and seasoning. Although some recipes reflect mid-century tastes and pantry habits, the overall purpose is modern and spirit help home cooks gain confidence with seafood, preserve delicate flavors, and put fish at the center of satisfying meals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, knowing the fish varieties, character, and what to expect. A major strength of James Beard's New Fish Cookery is that it treats seafood as an ingredient with real variation rather than a single category called fish. Beard helps the reader distinguish among kinds of fish and shellfish and ties those differences to cooking decisions. Instead of assuming one method fits everything, the book repeatedly returns to the idea that a fish's structure, fat content, and flavor intensity should determine how you season it and how aggressively you cook it. This emphasis naturally supports better results. Delicate fish benefit from gentler heat and lighter sauces, while firmer or more strongly flavored seafood can take bolder accompaniments. The book also encourages curiosity and breadth, covering many familiar market options, while also acknowledging less common items. For home cooks, this becomes a practical shopping tool. You can start with what looks best at the counter, and then use Beard's guidance to decide whether to broil, poach, bake, or make a stew. The overall lesson is that confidence with seafood comes from understanding the product, not memorizing a single favorite recipe. Secondly, buying, cleaning, and prep foundation skills for reliable seafood. Before the recipes can succeed, seafood has to be treated correctly from the moment it is purchased. Beard devotes meaningful attention to the practical steps that make fish cookery less intimidating, selecting good quality fish and shellfish, preparing it for cooking, and handling it in ways that protect flavor and texture. This includes the basic logic of cleaning and portioning, as well as the idea that good preparation reduces the need for heavy masking flavors later. The book frames these fundamentals as everyday knowledge that any home cook can learn, not as professional secrets. That approach matters because seafood is less forgiving than many meats. Overcooking can happen quickly, and poor handling can flatten flavor. By emphasizing prep and sensible organization, Beard also makes the large recipe collection more usable, since many recipes share the same core steps, even when the seasonings or sauces change. The takeaway is that seafood becomes easier when you master a few repeatable routines. With those routines in place, the reader can focus on technique and timing rather than worry that fish is inherently difficult. Thirdly, core cooking methods, baking, broiling, frying, poaching, and more. James Beard's New Fish Cookery is structured around technique as much as it is around ingredients. Beard offers clear directions for a wide range of cooking methods, including staples such as baking, broiling, frying, and poaching, along with other preparations suited to different kinds of seafood. The practical value lies in how these methods teach control heat level, doneness cues, and how to keep fish moist and tender. Because fish varies greatly by species, method becomes the bridge between what you buy and what you serve. For example, broiling and pan frying can highlight surface flavor and texture, while poaching is a gentler route that can protect delicate flesh. Baking can be simple and forgiving when paired with appropriate moisture and timing. Beard also reinforces the idea that seafood should taste like itself, a perspective that keeps technique from becoming showy. Instead, the reader learns to choose the simplest effective method and execute it cleanly. With a repertoire of methods rather than a single signature dish, the book helps cooks plan seafood meals more often and adapt to what is available in the market. Fourthly, sauces, court bouillons, and flavor partners that respect seafood. Another defining theme of the book is that great fish cookery depends on the right supporting flavors. Beard includes guidance on sauces and related preparations, including classic bases such as court bouillons, as well as seasonings and dressings that pair well with seafood. The unifying principle is balanced seafood can be easily overwhelmed, so accompaniments should enhance rather than bury the central ingredient. In practice, this means learning a small set of foundational liquids and sauces that can be varied to match different fish and shellfish. It also means thinking in complete plates. Beard suggests vegetables, salads, and other sides that make seafood feel like a satisfying main course rather than an isolated fillet. Readers who prefer lighter cooking can apply the same logic while adjusting richness, since some traditional preparations may rely on butter or cream. The value is not only the recipes themselves, but the pattern behind them. Master a few core sauce ideas, and you can cook many species with confidence. This turns the cookbook into a flexible system rather than a collection of one-off instructions. Lastly, from everyday meals to chowders and stews, seafood is regular cooking. Beyond individual fillets and shellfish dishes, James Beard's New Fish Cookery treats seafood as something that can anchor regular home meals. The book includes preparations that extend into seafood broths, chowders, and stews, showing how fish and shellfish can be used to create deeply flavored, comforting dishes. This matters because it expands the reader's idea of what fish cookery can be, not only quick cooking methods, but also pot-based dishes where timing and layering build flavor. These formats can also make seafood feel more economical and adaptable, allowing a cook to use mixed seafood or whatever is freshest, while still producing a cohesive result. At the same time, Beard keeps the focus on clarity and approachability, making these dishes feel achievable for home kitchens rather than restaurant projects. The broader message is that seafood does not need to be reserved for special occasions. With practical methods, smart accompaniments, and a willingness to explore different preparations, the reader can make fish a frequent part of weekly cooking, gaining both variety and confidence over time. In conclusion, James Beard's New Fish Cookery is best for home cooks who want a dependable, wide-ranging guide to seafood rather than a narrow collection of trendy dishes. Readers who are building confidence with fish will benefit from the book's emphasis on fundamentals, how to choose and handle seafood, how to match species to method, and how to cook with enough restraint that the ingredient remains the focus. Culinary enthusiasts will also appreciate the breadth of coverage, which encourages experimenting beyond a small rotation of salmon or shrimp by offering many approaches across fish and shellfish. Even when some recipes reflect older stylistic preferences, the underlying instruction remains valuable because it is technique-driven and product-respectful. Compared with many contemporary seafood cookbooks that prioritize restaurant-style presentation or highly specific flavor themes, this book stands out as a practical reference. Combining a large recipe archive with general guidance on sauces, broths, and classic preparations, it is especially useful for cooks who want to make seafood meals more frequent and less stressful. In that sense, it functions as a long-term kitchen companion you can consult at the market, use it to plan a meal, and return to it repeatedly as your skills and curiosity grow. If you would like to support James Beard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.